Blog Talk Radio.
I wonder.
testify. The devil thought it, thought that my life was over. He thought by now I'd give up. He thought by now I'd give up. The devil thought it, that my life was over. He thought I had no more. He thought I had no more. The devil thought he upset my life was short. He thought by now I need. He thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation. My morning has a meaning. Yeah.
Hey! The old folks used to say it this way. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Let God,
let God arise. Come on,
Christ. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Let God arise. belong to God. This is how we have church in the Pentecostal church. Belong to God. That's why I don't get upset when people say I'm not going to make it. Because power belongs to God. High five somebody and tell them, don't you let nobody tell you you can't make it. Because power belongs to God.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Daniel Beggars. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that you guys decided to stop by the Worldwide Connection to join us on this morning. Listen, you guys that are listening in, I'm telling you, you guys are in for a treat. We have none other than our brother, our friend, that's going to be joining us this morning, none other than Apostle Anthony Simmons. I'm telling you now, if you have not had an opportunity to hear this great man of God, I promise you, listen to me real good. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. The word of God that will come forth from this great man of God, this great vessel that God has allowed to set among us on today will be phenomenal. It's going to shift your life. I promise you. I promise you that the word will shift your life. Remember to call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And that number to get in contact with us is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer, or if you guys just want to share your testimony, or maybe you just want to chime in and let us know how this Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast is blessing you. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and that will acknowledge that you guys are on and let us know that you guys have joined us on this morning. Listen, before we go any further, you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Let's go into effectual fervent prayer. We're going to go into our scripture, and once we go into that, we'll go ahead and acknowledge those great countries that are listening in here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Let us go into prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Father God, to share this gospel of Jesus Christ with souls, God, who, God, ways that and otherwise may get it. God, we thank you for us being able to travel across this great country, God, with the airwaves to touch those lives, God, God, that are standing in the need of prayer, that are standing in the need, Father God, of a word, God, that will encourage and strengthen their hearts, to give them the ability to stand, God. God, where they would not normally be able to stand. God, we're just grateful, Father God. God, that your love abides, your strength abides, your wisdom abides. Father, I pray today, God, that you would meet them where they are. God, no matter what their condition or situation or circumstance may be, Father, I pray that you would touch their hearts, encourage their hearts, give them strength in their hearts, build their hearts, build their minds, God. Encourage them, God, and let them know that in the midst of this, you are God and you are God alone. And beside you, Father, there is no other. God, give them the understanding that even in this, God, not only are you able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we trust you, God, God, to do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. And we are just grateful and we're appreciative to the power that exists in you to be able to move mountains, cure diseases, change minds, elevate hearts, and give us the ability to stand in who you are. And we give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name dominion. And we say you have the power, God, to do what you do best, and that is be God. And be God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Our scripture reading for this morning will be coming from Romans 8:20, which simply says that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Now, we also want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in. We want to first off say thank you for your continued support as you continue to listen in and be a part of what the Worldwide Gospel Connection is doing. And we want to say thank you. Thank you so very much just for tuning in and being a part of what God has set up and orchestrated in and on and around our lives. We are just excited about what God has to say to you on today. And know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We just got to learn how to trust in him. Trust in the Lord, the Bible says, with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So we want to make sure that we let you guys know that we're just grateful for you connecting. This is my soapbox moment. Y'all that have been listening to us for a while know that I do this. I do a soapbox moment every morning, Monday morning. Listen, we here on the United States soil, we are free to worship, praise, listen to our gospel music, read our Bibles. We even take our Bibles. Some of us even take our Bibles to church. There are some of us that have a Bible app on our phone. But there are countries, listen to me very carefully, people of God, there are countries that are listening into us right now. They're huddled around a little box or some kind of internet connection where they're listening to us. They hear this gospel, and if they are caught, hear me well, if they're caught, these people can be drugged into the street and made examples out of. Some of them are executed right there on the street. Some of their children are taken and put into slavery. Some of their wives are sold into slavery. They're taken and their families are separated and put in constant in work camps across this country. Listen to me very carefully. Simply because they confess the name of Jesus. Simply because they confess the name of Jesus. And we here on the United States soil. Some of us did 2-3 services on yesterday. Some of us preached 2 or 3 services on yesterday. You understand what I'm saying? So we have this obligation. We have this obligation to continue to pray for the people who are in these places, then in these countries that literally their lives are at stake every time they listen to this gospel of Jesus Christ. Every single time that they take the chance to listen to us. Whether it's 12 o'clock at night or 12 o'clock in the afternoon, or whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, wherever they're listening to us at, listen, they take that chance that someone will be listening to them and catch them. But watch this here. But the grace of God, my God, is more than enough. It's sufficient to keep them and protect them and cover them. Because watch this here, we on our end on the United States soil, we need to be praying and interceding for them. Because what God helped me right through here, I'm not trying to preach, we got a preacher that's coming. But we negate the opportunity that God gives to us to share our gospel. I share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those that are literally sitting across the table from us at lunch, sitting across the cubicle from us. We don't even extend to let them know we're praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you. I see you going through some things. I see that your life may not be all lined up and going together, but watch this here. I want to let you know that we're praying for you. We have that freedom to do that. But watch this here. There are those that are in our listening audience, the ones that are across the sea. They're listening to us and they don't have that freedom, but they want Jesus more than anything. And we forget, God help me right through here, we forget the opportunities and the chances that we have when we're standing in front of people. We talk about everything. They used to say everything going down except for the word of God. Take out the time today. Let the people, that's this sad, but it's so true. There's some people that don't even know you're a Christian. Some people don't even know that you even God, that you even have a relationship with Christ. Today is your day. Today is your day for a miracle. Today is your day. Today is your day. Step out and let someone know that he is a savior of them who diligently seek after him. He's a hearer of those who diligently call his name. He is the God that healeth thee. He is the God that can do whatever you need him to do. Amen. So again, we want to thank you all, guys. Remember, in your prayer time today, make sure that you talk to the Lord about our friends, our brothers and our sisters that we have never met. They're brothers and sisters that we just never met before. Pray for them today. Intercede for them. Call on the name of the Lord for them. Stretch out your faith to them today. And tell God, God, fix it. Meet them where they are. Call the taskmasters to turn not only their hearts, but turn their minds to the place where they need to be. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. That's my soapbox moment. So with the countries that are listening in, we have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan. We have South Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, and we also have, and we want to tell you guys, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for just tuning in and being a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And please, please, please remember to tell a friend, tell a neighbor to share this Worldwide Gospel Connection with someone. Make sure that you connect with them and let them know to call in. And that number again, guys, it's 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Make sure you guys please call in and connect with us. We're just excited about what God is doing in and around and for the lives of those that are partnering up with us on this morning. Guys, remember to connect with a friend and a neighbor. Let them know that we are on the air and just to tell them, come on, be a part of what God is saying and doing today. We're going to be taking a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me
I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
around
me could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When fuck walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what I did.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah, yeah.
Saw the best in me. Bishop Marvin Sapp, we want to make sure we also acknowledge that we do not own the rights to this music. We want to make sure that we acknowledge that we do not have the rights to this music. We're just excited about what God has to say to us on this morning. Listen, I cannot hold a man of God any longer. We have our brother, our friend that is here with us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. I'm just excited to hear what God has to say to us on this morning. I got by a good source that this is going to be something for the brothers to hold on to. So, brothers, I'm just letting you know, just go get on and buckle yourself down and get ready, because there's a shift in the atmosphere for the brothers. Sisters, let me tell you something, that it ain't no shade against y'all, but this is Man Up Monday. Y'all got y'all Thursdays, so this is our Man Up Monday. So we're just excited about what God is going to say and what God is going to do in our midst of with us this morning. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce to others none other than our friend, our brother, none other than an Apostle Anthony Simmons. Man of God, you have the floor.
Amen. Good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Lord over in in third world countries. We give God bless to you. We say shalom to you on this morning. Well, it's morning over here. Maybe night over there. So we give God praise for you. Thank you for joining us. We thank God for this awesome visionary, an awesome man of God, the apostle D.L. Douglas. We give God praise for the worldwide gospel connection. We thank God for this opportunity to be before God's people and just to give a word, amen, and bring good tidings to God's people. We just feel that that is a word from God this morning, and the Lord just dealt with my heart and didn't know what to bring, amen. But God spoke to me first thing this morning. I just want to encourage your heart just for a short second. We're coming out of the book of Judges this morning. Judges the 16th chapter. Amen. Judges the 16th chapter. Got a little reading, but we're not going to be before you long. Judges the 16th chapter. We're going to start at verse 1. And it says, and then he went, talking about Samson, then went Samson to Gazai and saw there an harlot and went into her. And it was told that Gazai, saying, Samson is coming hither. And they compassed him in the land, waiting for him all night in the gates of the city. Well, quiet all night, saying, in the morning, when it's day, we shall kill him. Just want to give a little update what's going on. Samson was embarking a war with the Philistines. Amen. He was a dagger. He was a thorn in their side, and they wanted to know how to bind him, how to change him. Amen. They didn't know how to overthrow him. Can I just drop this? The enemy will sit back and study you. Amen, somebody. He will sit back and study your habits, study your routine. And the Bible says every day that you wake up, every day that you go to bed, there's a devil that is assigned to you, just as an angel that is assigned to you. And he's assigned, his job is to antagonize your life. His job is to pull you out of the presence of God. His job is to pull you down. His job is to bring havoc in your life. That's his job. Oh, yeah, beloved, that's his job. His job is to pull you back. The Bible says it like this. Any man, 1 Corinthians 5:17, that if any man in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become sin. Anybody hear what I'm saying this morning? God want to do something so special in your life. But, my beloved, you got some dilemmas that's in your life. I don't know how this thing going to go this morning, but you have some Delilah that's in your life. Samson had a Delilah that was in his life. If this morning, it was the spirit of seduction. My God, my God. That's right. It was the spirit of seduction that lured Samson away, that lured him from the presence of God. My question is this morning, what is luring you away this morning? What is your Delilah this morning? Oh, Jesus. What is your Delilah this morning? So these men wanted to know what was the source, what was the secret behind his great power. And the enemy wants to know. Come on, glory to God. And the devil have went to God. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah that the sons of God came to present themselves before God. And what's this? And Satan came also. My God. That's right. Satan is a fallen son. He is a son of God, but he's a fallen son. He's a fallen angel. He's a fallen deity. Glory to God. What, my God. And the question was, they had a meeting. And the meeting was, talking about concerning Job. He said, have thou considered thy servant Job? He's upright. Come on. He's righteous. Come on. Glory to God. He's a man that's after God's own heart. But there was something in Job that the enemy had access to. Jesus, help his Holy Ghost. There was something in Job's life that the enemy had access to. What's in your life, beloved? The devil have access to? What Delilah that you have in your life? You know, now your Delilah may come in a different form and fashion. Your Delilah may come. You overspend too much. Come on, glory to God. Women, if that's any women on the phone, if your Delilah may come, glory to God. Men, you may like a woman a certain way. Come on. But it's the spirit of seduction. Your Delilah may come. You like to shop a lot. Come on. You love to gamble a lot. You love to drink a lot. Come on. You love to use dope a lot. You love to smoke a lot. Come on. All these things are Delilah, spiritual Delilah that will come in your life, glory to God, and will drag you back into the, drag you back in the pit, drag you back into Hades, drag you back into hell, drag you back as being that old person that you used to be. I can testify to me. I can testify. My Delilah was over years ago. Listen, being a young man raised up right here in a 4-4 acres home, glory to God, I loved women. I was a womanizer. Come on, that was my Delilah. The spirit of seduction had my life. What's it saying, Apostle? Glory to God. I'm talking this morning. The spirit of seduction had my life. Glory to God. There was dark areas in my life that I gave access to the enemy. What are you giving access to? Glory to God. What are you giving the devil something to work with in your life? Come on. We all have problems. The Bible says it like this. For we all have sinned and come short of God's glory. What do you have in your life not now that's keeping you from the presence of God? What do you have in your life right now? Glory to God. You're right at the end of a breakthrough, but you can't get there because something is stopping it. There's a stumbling block in your life. Oh, yeah, you may be in church. Oh, yeah, you may be the apostle. You may be the great archbishop. Come on. You may be the prelay over your fellowship. Come on. But you still have something in your life that's tugging at you, that's pulling at your heart, that's keeping you from the presence of God. Hallelujah. Listen, there were great men. There were great men in the 16th century. There were great men. We had men like R.W. Schambach. We had men like Smith Woodward. We had men like great men. Norwell had great men of God. A.A. Allen, my son. I was found out that A.A. Allen was an alcoholic. After God would get through using him, after folk get healed and get delivered, devil getting cast out, folk raised up from the dead, and after all of that, come to find out A.A. Allen had a bad nervous problem. And it was alcohol that soothed his nervous problem. Come on. It was the spirit of seduction that drew him to drink. Hallelujah. Beloved, what's causing you? What's causing God's presence to be in your life? Delilah was Samson. Delilah, this nice, fine woman. Oh, yeah. She was a 24-brick house. She was nice. The Bible says, watch this. The scripture says, Samson had a family. If you read the text, Samson had a whole family. But he loved the harlot. Do you have any harms in your life? What's putting you back? What's keeping you from the presence of God? Listen, the Bible says this, blood. The Bible says this in verse 3. And Samson laid there till the midnight and arose at midnight and looked the door at, watch this now, and the doors of the gate of the city and the two pots. He went away with them. He was so strong he didn't lift everything up. Samson was a cocky man. Come on, he was a man that loved to push himself around. Come on, he was a man that loved to bully folk. Come on, do you know anybody like that loved to bully folks, loved to tell folks off? Come on, mean as a, come on, glory to God. We got some people in the body of Christ, beloved, some men, you so arrogant. Come on, you mean as a junkyard dog. You always got an attitude. You always got a tip on your shoulder. Come on, that is your Delilah. That one thing, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the presence of God. That one thing, I heard the Lord say, preach, son. I'm trying to, Lord. They're not listening. My God, that's one thing that's dragging you and back into them dark areas of your life. Come on, you may have been messed with as a child, and you still carry that hatred. Come on, the person may be dead and gone. You still holding that hatred. You still holding that unforgiveness in your heart. See, beloved, your Delilah may come in a different form of fashion. It may come to unforgiveness. It may come to, glory to God, being mad, being jealous, being mad at your best friend, being mad at your daddy because he wasn't there, being mad at your mama because she wasn't there, glory to God, being mad as an uncle because he touched you as a child. Come on. Your form, your Delilah may come. There were different forms of fashion. The question here this morning, what is your Delilah? What is your Delilah? Verse 4, and it came to pass, after that he loved, watch this, a woman in the valley of Shumah, which named Delilah. And the Lord of the Philistine came unto her and said to her, entice him and see where his great strength lies. By their means, we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. Come on, this is what the enemy want to do. We will bind him and afflict him. We will give every one of us 11 stones of pieces of silver. So the enemy wants to know where your strength lies. The enemy wants to know what turns on your anointing. Glory to God. The enemy wants to know, glory to God, the secret of your strength. And once again, the enemy will sit back, beloved, and watch you. He will study you. He will study you, what turns you on. He will study you, what gets your juices flowing. Can I put it like that? Glory to God. He will sit back and study you. Glory to God. He won't attack you all at one time. He'll sit back and study you, especially if you've been called to ministry. If you've been called to be on the front line, glory to God, you are a target. You got a bullseye on your back. My God, from Zion. You got a bullseye on your back. You're targeting the enemy. Come on. You're headed by the enemy. And the enemy does not want you to succeed in life. Watch this. And then, beloved, if he can't get you, he'll go after your children. He'll go after your family. He'll go after your son. He'll go after your daughter. If he can't get you, he'll go after your wife. The enemy don't play fair. He does not play fair. When he come to draw blood. And that's how we have to be in the spirit against the enemy. Glory to God. We have to have that bulldog mentality when you go after the enemy. You have to go after the enemy. Glory to God. You got to hunt because he's going to hunt you. He's going to hunt you down. You are his prey, Jesus. You are his prey. So you can't pay, you cannot play with, old folks say you can't play with fire. You cannot play with the enemy. The enemy is here to take your head out. Man, can I talk strong to you? If you got things in your life, come on. You need to get rid of it. You need to kill those Ammonites that's in your life. I talk about that. You need to kill those Ammonites that's in your life before they kill you. Oh, yeah, they're coming after you. They're coming after you. Glory to God. They come, them and all of them, baby, Ray, Ray, Shamika, all of them folk coming after you because you got a bullseye on your back. And they're going to lay down in the cut and the study you, what you like, what you desire, what crave you, what gets you off. Come on, glory to God. Can I talk strong? Hallelujah. They're going to watch you, what's pulling you. Want to know what's going on? Want to know the secrets to your power? What's the secrets to your anointing? They want to God. They're going to study you and find out what is your Delilah. And once they find out what is, they knew that Samson loved. They knew that Samson loved the harlot. Come on, Samson loved the prostitute. He loved the call woman. Yes, Lord. Can we say it like this? He loved the call woman. He loved to go to the butt naked club. Come on, can we talk strong? He loved to go to the titty ball. Can we talk strong, men? Can we talk strong? What is your Delilah? What's dragging you? What's keeping you from God's presence? Hallelujah. Come on, we all got something we've got to deal with. Well, we have something we have to deal with. And can I just be transparent this morning? I know this is going out over the world, but my God, but sometimes people got to know it and see your scars when know where God brought you from. Glory to God. Had the opportunity years ago when I was young in my life, about between 22 and 23 years old, my God, running with the wrong crowd. I had dope houses all over Houston, Texas. Had dope houses, had plenty of money, had cars, had women. had women on the street. Can we talk this morning? That was my Delilah. Money was my Delilah. Love money was my Delilah. Can I talk to men? Come on. Sometimes the same spirit will follow you over into ministry. It will follow you. You love money. Come on. You're doing anything for money. You lie. You cheat. Come on. Give you God's word to gain off of money. This was a Delilah. This was a spirit. This is a spirit of seduction. I talked about that not too long ago. I had the opportunity to write for this magazine, and we talked about that, the grip of seduction. What's put on you men? What have you wrapped up and tied up in seduction? It wasn't that, yeah, she was a fine woman, but it was the spirit of seduction was handed down through his father. It traveled through the family line. What's in your family line, beloved? You need to find out. You need to find out why you're jumping woman from woman. You need to find out why you've been married 5 or 6 times. Can I talk strong? Come on. That's a spirit. My God, that's been assigned to your family line. And those are what we call generational curses that you need to break over your life. That thing will not follow your children, follow your son, follow your daughter. These are curses that's handed down. Somebody in your family was not an unbeliever, because the Bible tells us that scripture talks about that if you reject knowledge, God will reject you and your offspring, mm-hmm. the fourth and the fifth generation. Can we talk this morning? Glory to God. Can we talk this morning? What's grabbing you? What's pulling you, my beloved? Samson had a Delilah. Glory to God. And the enemy has put a hit out on your life to stop you, to stop your purpose, my God, to stop your existence in life. Glory to God. He has put a hit out on you, especially been called the ministry. Come on, man, you got a buzz out on you. The devil don't want you to have that great ministry. The devil don't want you to go forth the things of God. Glory to God. Come on, because you're going to damage his kingdom. Come on, you're gonna damage his kingdom. Glory to God. You're gonna annihilate his kingdom. He don't want you to rise to your expectations in the things of God. He don't want you to grow that great business. He don't want you to have that business. He don't want you to break that financial debt off your family line. No, he want to keep you in bondage. He want to keep you at the soup line. Glory to God. Can I say it like that? He want to keep you with a bowl in your hand at the soup line, begging for crumbs. No, the devil don't want that. He don't want you to flow in your full potential in God. No, he want to bind you. He want to stop you. Bible says that these men told Delilah, all we need you to do is to find out his strength. All we need you to do. And yeah, at the end of Samson's life, If I just have to give a title to this morning, to this message, to this talk, this light sermon, if I have to give this message this morning, it would be this morning, Lord, do it again. Do it again. Do what you did again when I first got saved. How you first anointed. Many of you, can you remember when you first got saved, man? I can remember when I first got saved. I can remember the day the anointing came up on my life. I was riding. I was taking my son to school, and after I dropped him off, I was going to the house, and all of a sudden, I felt the presence come in the car. I was singing and praising God. I felt the presence that come in the car, and it's like someone began to pour hot liquid on my life. It's like God took a hot oil and began to pour on me, and since that day forward, I would feel the anointing come up on my life. God, I don't know, God deals with me in my hand. I feel the anointing comes in my hand. When I feel God here, the power comes in my hand. Some people, it comes in their stomach. They get a warm bit, but mine comes in my hand. Both of my hands get numb. But, beloved, that was a time in my life that I stopped feeling that anointing. I stopped feeling that anointing to come up on my life. Well, Pastor, why you stopped feeling? Because God, I felt God's presence left me. Because I had some things in my life. Well, spending some time in the new justice system, spending some time in prison, glory to God. I picked up a habit. Can I talk strong, men? I'm talking strong. They call it in the jail system, killing babies. And the habit that I picked up with the spirit of masturbation, let me talk this morning, glory to God. like, can we talk? Can we talk? It was a spirit of masturbation would come over me. And this thing wrote my life for years. It wrote my life. It was riding me. Even after I got married. Come on. Been married over 30 years now. In my young years, I'm in maybe about my second, third year of marriage. Come on. The spirit of masturbation will come up on me. Glory to God. Sometimes I can I be strong? Can I talk strong? Sometimes I'm ready to jack off to have my wife. Because the spirit of seduction had my life, beloved. That was a spirit that was handed down to me. It was a spirit, glory to God, that I inherited through my father. Didn't know why I loved to have women around. My dad, not to belittle my father at all, but my father married four times. Because that spirit was handed down to me. Many of you're wrestling with things right now because of the generation curse. You need to find out what you got in your lineage. You need to find out what you got in your family line. That'd be the very thing that you've been fighting for years. I was fighting the spirit of masturbation. I was fighting the spirit of abandonment. I was fighting the spirit of rejection. Can I talk strong to you this morning, man? And that thing wrote my life. Finally, one day, I got sick and tired. I got embarrassed. Can I talk? Can I talk, man? I'm talking this morning. My wife caught me playing with herself. Can I talk strong? It was embarrassing to myself. It was embarrassing to God. And I stopped feeling God's come up on my life because I had a spirit of seduction. If I knew, if I didn't get rid of it, it was going to stop my ministry. It was going to stop me from flowing. It was going to stop the gift that's in my life from flowing. Yes, the Bible said gifts and calls come without repentance. But you'll never walk in the full potential of your gift, of the mantle of God God put on your life if you got things in your life. I hope I'm talking strong. I hope I'm ministering somebody this morning. What do you have in your life? So Delilah asked him, what's the source of your strength? And he played with a head. The Bible scripture said about three times he played with him. Played with a head. Messed with a head. Get all thrown off. Give a bunch of lies to her. This and that, this and that. Then finally one day, she got to her talk. Now my question is, why she was able to get the information out of him and what her wife couldn't do? His wife couldn't get that information, that the source of his power was tied up into his hair, his anointing was tied into his hair by cutting his hair. He would lose his strength. He would lose his anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She was able to get the information. That was intimate time that he had with this woman. And he gave this woman all of his intimacy, his secrets of his power. He gave it to the enemy. He gave it to the enemy. What are you giving to the enemy this morning, beloved? What information? What you giving to the enemy? What have you gave the enemy access to in your life? Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Samson began to get, the scripture didn't say this, I just see it in the text. He began to get diarrhea of the mouth and began to give up the secrets of his power. The Bible scripture says that they was able to bind him. Come on, beat him up. Whoop him real bad. Bind his hands up. Come on, gag his mouth. Come on. See, the enemy want to stop you. And he want to stop you so much, he'll go to the farther limit. If he got to kill you, he'll kill you. If he got to kill your kids, he'll kill your kids. If he got to do something to you, I'm in a situation right now. I feel like I've been bound up, gagged up, because the enemy is trying to find the source of my power. Yeah, he's after my family. He's after your family. He don't care what he's going to do to stop you, to stop the purpose of God on your life. The enemy don't play fair. Well, you can't play fair with the enemy. Come on. Go over to God. You got to get back in prayer. You got to get back to that place where you used to be in God. Come on, beloved. You remember how you used to study and how you used to fast and pray and seek God like never before? Come, many of you, you go to work, you got your job with you. Come on, you got your Bible with you. You used to take your Bible and you used that 30 minutes to read your word. Come on. You remember how you used to do that? You remember how you used to have that morning devotion with you and God? You had that great relationship with God? Well, God want to bring you back to that, beloved of God. He want to bring you back to that. somewhere down the line, you have lost your anointing. Listen, listen, beloved. There are many great preachers. But there are many great people. They know the word, know how to articulate the word. They know how to speak the Hebrew, know how to speak the Greek. Come back and forward. Glory to God. Around the building. They know how to speak. They know how to articulate the word. They know how to pull from the text, exegete the text. They know how to do all of that. But at the end of the day, they're struggling with something. That's why you see great men that have built great ministries. And look at the Jimmy Swaggers and all the other great men. They had something in their life that God allowed to be exposed. Not to embarrass them, but to save them. Don't let God expose you that he has to save you. Come on, take self-inventory this morning, beloved. What do you have in your life that's pulling you from the presence of God? Samson had a Delilah. What do you have that's pulling you from the presence of God? The Bible says that when Samson gave up his secrets, he was able to be gagged. Mm-hmm. He was able to be overtaken. But God, remember, he asked the question. He asked God the question. He said, Lord, I'm just praying for, give me my anointing again. Let me sense your power again. Let me sense your anointing again. And the scriptures say that Samson killed more men in that one incident in his whole entire life. He killed more men, more soldiers, come on, his whole entire life in one incident. One incident. Glory to God. The question is, Lord, do it again. And God said this morning, beloved, he want to do it again in your life. He want to bring you back. He want to bring you back. And the Bible says like this, I got to end with Christ, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not ending on a high note. Glory to God. The scripture says, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Samson had to repent. Come on. That repentance had to take forward. That he gave the source of his strength. What are you giving to the enemy this morning? And that's all I got to say. What are you giving to the enemy this morning? How the enemy, this moment, and just think about what's in your life. What got you gripped in your life? What's stopping the presence of God? I'm not only talking about no housing, cars, property. No, God's speaking to your heart this morning. The Bible says, like Revelation 3:20, say, "Behold, I stand at the door." And now, you may be saved. You may think ain't nothing wrong with you. You're the very person I'm talking to. You're the very person. You may think there's nothing wrong with you. You're the very person I'm talking to. Glory to God. God says he's knocking at your heart this morning. He's knocking at your heart. He said, I will come in and dine with you. Open up this morning. Open up your heart. Let Christ come in. Let him come and fill those rejected, those abandonment parts in your life. The part you felt abandoned, the part you felt rejected. Let it come and fill those partners in your life and watch what God will do for you. God bless you, man of God. Pray, say something to bless the people of God this morning. Lord, do it again. God bless you, man of God.
Amen, 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 amen. God, do it again. God, do it again. That was powerful. And let me help those that are under the sound of our voice this morning. Sometimes let me help you real quick. Let me give you something that you need to understand. Sometimes God gives us the word, and because when he gives us the word, and it's so strong that we tend to kind of shy away from it. But let me help you something. Like the old man used to tell me, let me help you to your happy place. you just got to get in there and get your hands dirty. You just got to get in, and that's what you did this morning, man of God. You got in there and you got your hands dirty, because a lot of these topics that we were talking about this morning, let me help you. These are the things that are hidden inside the church, and this is the reason why. Watch this here. If we never openly talk about it, they'll still
that's
be
right.
stuck in that. You'll still be stuck in that place, because watch this here. Nobody is talking about it. Nobody is opening up the door for us to be. Because watch, there are some of us that would have shied away from this conversation because of the simple fact. Watch this here. We in that place, and we don't want nobody to see our stuff. Come here. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Put you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. There are some things that we as men go through that we will not open up and say to nobody else, not even to another man, because of the simple fact that, watch this, we're ashamed of our scars. We're ashamed of our scars. We won't share our scars with nobody. How do you think people get delivered and get healed? Because they, watch this here, they sometimes think that this is, they the only ones that go through it. Come here, let me help you. There are some of us that go through stuff that won't tell nobody, because watch this here, they are ashamed of where they were, and they are ashamed of what it brought in their life. But that is the very thing that brings people to deliverance. You have overcome them by the word of the, by the blood of the Lamb and the word
yes,
of your testimony. Your testimony,
yes,
people of God, is what shifts
yes,
your life. You don't be ashamed
yes,
of your testimony.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't be ashamed of your testimony. If there was never a test, come here, let me give you something
yes,
to chew on for the rest
yes,
of the week. If you never had a test, you wouldn't have a testimony. Sometimes we just got to put a name to our testimony so we can let the devil know, you don't own me no more.
Yes, sir. And Apostle, can
I can tell people about where I've been. I can come here. I can tell people I used to run women. I can tell people that I used to drink. I can tell people that
yes,
I had an issue with all types of things that was going on in my life. I can tell people that
yes,
kind
sir,
of stuff. Because watch this,
yes,
it don't belong to me. That's not my portion.
It don't belong to me. That's right. That's right. That was your process.
Come on, Doc.
That was your process.
Come on, preacher.
That
was my process.
That was your process. You had to go through that, because how can you tell somebody about drugs when you never went through the withdrawals of drugs, coming down off of drugs?
Come on, sir.
You know, how can you tell somebody about that? You know, and it's the same thing with me. I don't believe them. I was young in my faith. I just got saved. I was young married. I was just saved a year of my life and got married the second year of me being saved. But I was young in these things, so I had to grow in the things of God. And I had to give
right,
myself time to grow. But
right,
watch this, Apostle. We got many people on the phone right now that's listening. You've been saved 5 and 6, almost 30 years, but you're still struggling. Be real about it. Come
right,
on, be transparent about it. You can't help me. You cannot. What did Thomas say? Thomas said, I'm not going to believe nothing until I see the stars.
Right.
Some
right,
people got to see
right,
God on the belief. That's right, sir.
Right. Right. Yeah, watch this here. It's sad. It's sad that we got to show people the nail prints in our hand and
that's
the stab wounds in our sides. Boy, that'll preach. That'll preach,
that's
Doc. That'll preach. That'll preach.
That'll preach.
It's sad. It's sad that we got to show people the nail prints in our hand and the scars in our side for people to understand that the hell that we've been through.
Yeah.
Because we had to go through something to get what we got.
That's right.
This anointing, watch this here.
Right.
This anointing don't come for free.
It don't come for free.
Bishop Bobby Pearson used to say it like this. He said, you see the glory, but you don't know my story.
You don't know my story. You don't know my story.
You don't know the nights I set up and had to go through what I went through.
Yes, sir. You don't know my story.
Preaching the gospel. Mm. Preaching the gospel and watch this, Doc. Preaching the gospel and still had to get on my face and pray and ask God to deliver me from some things.
That's right. That's right. That's right, sir.
hurt.
That's where it is.
Hurt preaching the word. Bishop Jakes did a series called Leading While Bleeding.
Leading While Bleeding.
You're still dealing with stuff from your past. And watch this here. And you got folk in the church.
That's right.
That's adding to your bleed. And if we're not careful, watch this here. If we don't control the bleeding that started, and then we're getting cut by the other folk and we bleed, we'll bleed out all over them.
Yes, sir. You'll bleed out over them. Yes,
sometimes we just got to let God do emergency surgery and fix our stuff.
Sometimes we got to fix it. Let's use the analogy of a dog. Can I use this with a dog? One time I seen a dog got hit by a car, right? And that dog got off to himself. For days he sit there and licked his wounds. He did it. He licked his wounds.
Yeah.
What was in him was enough to heal himself. He sits there and licks his wound. Well, if you do a study on a dog, well, a dog in the dog's tongue, in the dog's saliva, have natural enzymes to help heal the body. What you saying, Apostle? I'm saying you got something that you already can help heal yourself. You got the word.
Right.
Use your word. Heal yourself. Come on, use your word. You don't always got to get in the prayer line. You don't always got to sit there and foam at the mouth and they count out there. Come on, heal yourself. I had to get in the word and find myself in the word. This scripture right here, it helped deliver me from masturbation. I had the spirit of seduction on my life, and I had to break that spirit. You know how I broke it? I broke it to fasting and praying. And watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And today, right now, I still have to fast and pray because the Bible said that Satan only leave before a season.
Right.
Go to leave for
right.
A according to Luke chapter
right.
4, verse 13, that Jesus, the Bible said that after Jesus gave Satan the word, the Bible said he left for a season. He's coming back. Drugs try to come back.
If Jesus dealt with him for a season, come on.
Jesus dealt with him for a season. Come on. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir. He ought to leave for a season. But my still, when he come back, when that spirit come back, you may kind of come in a different form and fashion. And you have to have spirit discernment and recognize, okay, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play with this. You can't play with fire. Come on, men. You know, you got a problem with women. Pastors, leaders, come on, can we be real? If you have a problem with, you got a problem and back in the day, come on. Well, you don't handle the women. That's your wife handling the women. Can we be real?
Right.
Come on.
Some doors is better left shut.
Don't play with fire.
Watch this. Not because you can't handle it.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to mess with y'all real bad. I'm going to mess y'all whole theology up. It's not that you can't handle it, but why put yourself in a place of temptation that you don't need to be?
Exactly.
Because watch this. Self-inflicted wounds come from self-temptation.
That's good.
Self-inflicted wounds come from self-temptation. It's stuff that we open up the doors to.
Yeah, we give them access. That's right. It's good, Apostle. And in the scripture,
Jesus,
a man is drawn away of his own lust. Not the devil did. You can't blame on the devil.
Yeah.
Of his own lust. Well, see, you already.
That's what the Bible says. The Bible says we're led away because of our own lust.
Own lust. Not the devil did. Now,
yeah.
The devil does. He gets in and makes you stay a little longer than you want to stay. Which becomes an oppression that needs to be broken over you because you gave access to it.
Right. Doc, we got a caller. We got somebody with their hand up in the queue. We're going to go ahead on it. We're going to bring them in. God bless you. Good morning to you. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Good morning, man of God. Good morning, cousin. Douglas. Good morning, man of God. Now, I just want to say, man, y'all are blessing me this morning, man. Y'all are preaching this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I just want to share a quick testimony. Since we men, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Man, I had some issues myself
yes, sir.
As a man. And,
yeah.
God delivered me from pornography. And
go
the
ahead,
thing
talk
is,
about it,
it's so easily accessed.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Easily accessed. And, you know, God had to deal. I had to go to God with that. I was like, God,
yeah,
you gotta take this from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, take this from me. And thank God, to God be the glory, man. He delivered me from it. I haven't touched it. If I even see something that look appealing, I turn my head and run.
Yeah.
I was saying, flee from sin and the devil. He said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So I flee.
Yeah. Look. This is Apostle. This is my cousin. This is Minister Honorzine. Y'all got to understand. This baby been with me for a long time. I watched Lord. I'm trying not to get emotional, but I done watched this young man grow. I done watched this young man grow into the man and the father that he is, and I am so proud of him. For him to come on and to share his testimony like he did today with us, y'all got to understand. Y'all got to understand. I'm trying not to get emotional, but I'm so proud of him because I understand what is on his life. I understand that not only does he have God in his life, but he has an anointing on his life. And because of that, for him to come on and to be able to release what he just released about his testimony, y'all don't understand, man. It comes from a different level when you've been in a place, and I could testify and tell you that I've been delivered from it.
Yes,
and I thank God for what God has placed in his life. Listen, I claim it is my baby brother. I don't care who say what they gonna say. That's my baby brother. Y'all can have all the opinions in the world that you want to. That's my baby brother. And with all honesty and sincerity, I believe and know that the anointing that's on his life, he can stand in any pulpit and preach the gospel and claim the gospel of Jesus Christ and compel men to come, and they will come.
Amen.
And the shifting will happen because of what's on his life.
Because what's on his life. Amen.
Yeah. So,
and, you know,
so,
and the apostle, I thank God for him. That he had the boldness enough to come on and give God praise for what God delivered him from. But watch this, that's pastors on the line today that struggle with
Top
come on.
Now.
Come on, that's pastors, that's leaders, come on. And after they get through preach the best message in the world, they go into a dark place and struggle with those areas in their life. Can we talk strong?
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
And I'm saying this morning, my brother, not to belittle nobody on the phone, but, man, you need to recognize you need deliverance in your life. You need deliverance. Because what's on you is spirit on your son, your spiritual daughter. Can we talk? And that is real. When I was doing all this, apostle, I was beginning in ministry then. I wasn't in ministry like I am now. You know, now I can recognize him and see. Now I understand I got to watch what I'm looking at, and I got to watch what I'm listening to.
What that does,
that floats with the spirit. Come on.
Right. The Bible says like this. He said the sins of the father falls onto the son.
Come on. Yes,
now watch this. Watch this here. David stood on his porch and watched Bathsheba bang.
You're talking, man of God. You're talking, man of God. Yes, sir.
And fell into lust, not in love. He fell into lust with Bathsheba. He told the man, he told his soldiers, bring her into my chamber. And she knew that she couldn't resist him because he was a king.
Bring him on.
Laid with the woman, got her pregnant. Then on top of got her pregnant, told her husband, which was the captain of the guard, told him to come home.
and lay with your wife. You've been on the battlefield. And because of the honor that the man of God honored his position that the king gave to him, he said, I will not while my men fight. He slept on the front porch of his own house because he did not want to lay with his wife. It ain't that he didn't want to. It's that because of the honor of who he was, he slept at the front porch. Watch this here. David's lust for Bathsheba caused this man to put this man on the front line and be killed. Do you not know it started with your eyes and ended with a murder?
Wow.
It starts with your eyes, man of God, and it ends with a murder.
Ends with a murder. I preached that message one time, Apostle, and I entitled The Great Cover-Up.
That
same tip you talked about, I preached it one time, and I entitled The Great Cover-Up. David tried to cover it up, you know, try to cover his sins up. But the prophet
tried to cover his tracks.
Try to cover tracks. The prophet came and told the story, and he was there. He said, you are that man.
You are that man. Now, watch yourself. The crazy part about it is David's son tried to lay with his sister.
Come on. See, that once again, the sins of the father is passed
the
down.
The sins of the father.
Come on.
Spirit of we got to understand. We got to understand this thing can easily become a generational curse. This is why it's so important that we be the men that we need to be in front of our sons.
Yes, sir.
We need to be the men we need to be in front of our daughters. Because watch this, if we be a real man in front of our daughters, any joker just can't come up to our daughter and say, I want to date you. I want to court you. You ain't got none of the qualities of my daddy. I can't help you, sir. My daddy opened the door for me. My daddy take me out on dates. My daddy pay for stuff. My daddy my daddy protects me. My daddy watch over me. My daddy will fight you for me. You understand what I'm saying? My daddy will put you 6 foot under because you took the wrong turn with me. My daddy will hurt you.
Yeah.
Behind me. I have 5 girls. I have 5 girls. 5.
Mm-hmm.
One of them by birth and the other 4 by adoption.
You will put
they just call me Pops.
You put them
I got 6 of them because another one started calling me Pop yesterday. So I got 6 daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I will hurt anybody behind them. They'll bring their men to me. This is my Pop.
Yes, sir. This is my Pop. Yeah. If you pass this inspection, you're all right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. If you pass this
and I ain't no easy win. You don't listen to me real good. It ain't no pushover. You just can't come in the room and sit with me and think it's gonna be okay. You might come in there, I'm cleaning my gun.
Yes, sir. I have done that too.
I'm cleaning my gun while I'm talking to you to let you know. You know what? I don't take the job of being Pop lightly.
Lightly, yes, sir.
Because I know what God has invested in me to pour.
Mm-hmm.
As a spiritual father.
That's right.
As a spiritual father, I have 3 daughters. In my spiritual walk, I have 3 spiritual daughters, and they call me Pop, and they understand the knowledge that I have. They're not going to just let anybody come into their life because they watch this here. If they don't look like my spiritual father, they're not going to fool with nobody that don't look like my spiritual father.
Wow. Yeah. That's something else.
Not because of who I am. It has not, because watch this here. It's who God has allowed me to be. He allowed me to be the example that I am, and I thank God for it. Am I without issues? No. Am I without blemishes? No.
No. Am I without dealing with some things that I have to deal with? No. But watch this. My stuff will never go beyond my prayer closet because I know how to pray under subjection. God, that'll preach. Sometimes, man, you just got to learn how to pray your stuff under subjection. God gave you the ability to pray that. God has given you the ability to pray that thing down.
Paul said, I crucify my flesh. Come on.
Daily.
You got to put it on the altar. Yes, sir. You got to put it on the cross daily. Yes, sir. If you know you got a monster in your flesh, come on, you got to get it
that
out.
That brother said monster. Come on, Doc. Talk about the monster in your flesh.
You got a monster in your flesh. You know, if you got a monster in your flesh, you got to tame that monster. Come on. If you know you got a monster that's on your back. You know, but they talk about in the monkey on your back. You know, you got that monkey on your back. Come on, you know, we should talk strong. You know, back in the day, we called that cocaine. Called that white girl. You got that white girl today. Yeah, give me some of that white girl. You know, give me some of that white girl. You know, back in the day, we sold them bolo. You got them bolo. Got them lows with you. Got them low with you.
Yeah.
If you know you got some lows in your life, you need to get rid of them.
Come on, Doc. It's not complicated. See, when we talk about people of God, when we talk about men, it ain't even complicated. It's not difficult at all. It's called submission.
Submission. Bring those things to submission.
It's called submission. That's a cuss word in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Will you sing that song? I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all. We've seen it all the time.
And apostles, and women too. We got some women on the phone. Women too. You know, can I be talking strong? I know this is a women's thing, but sometimes, a lot of time in the women's meeting, they need to talk about this stuff. You know, they talk about with these toys, single women play with toys and all that kind of stuff. They shop and all this kind of stuff, playing with yourself. This stuff is real. We need deliverance. And you got a lot of women pastors and women bishops, women apostles. Come on, they struggling in their flesh. And that's just we got to be real about it.
Whether you realize it or not, that opens doors.
Open doors. That will ride your life for years.
Come on. I need to fix my flesh. And the way the devil does it. Watch this. Let me show you the way the devil does it. The devil does this to us. This is what he does to us. We call it. In our flesh, we call it self-pleasing. Because watch this, I can do it to myself, and with me doing it to myself, watch this. I'm not displeasing God because I don't have a man. I'm doing it to myself because I don't have a man.
That's right. And that's a lie the enemy's telling
you. That's a lie that the enemy tell you. But you do know that after a while, that don't work no more. It's a gateway. It's a gateway thing.
You know why too, Apostle? We talking about tongue talkers. We talking about Holy Ghost filled, water baptized. You know, tongue talkers. They're struggling in these areas. But why is because Christ come to fill three parts of the man, spirit, soul, and body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the soulless area where we're struggling, that's the flesh, where we're struggling in that. And we got to get delivered, we got to get victory over that soulless area.
Right.
That's why the scriptures say the flesh war against the spirit, and the spirit war against the flesh. It's whoever you feed the most. You know, COVID, can I say this, man of God? COVID really, it was a blessing to some people, and then COVID was a curse to some people. Because COVID, the church doors were closed for 2 years. And people went back into their old way. They stopped reading the Bible. They stopped fasting. Come on, they weren't going to church. They weren't among the saints. Come on, they fell back into their old ways. And the devil got right back in. Some of them got back into drinking. Come on, because they were depressed. Because a lot of them lost their jobs. You know, these jobs say you couldn't come back unless you had the shot. Come on, you know. And the enemy have kept right on back in and pulled you back to your old ways. Now you're back cussing. Now you're back hating. Now you're back fornicating, sleeping around. You know, the husband and wife, now you're stuck in the house, you know, where you used to go to work and all this kind of stuff. Now you couldn't go to work because jobs shut down. Now you got to deal with each other, really deal with each other. And you're getting on each other's nerves, you know. Old boyfriend pop up, old girlfriend pop up back in the day. Come on, these are real struggles that people go through. From the Pope, come the Archbishop, whoever, they go through these things. We go through these things. We talked about when life happens.
Yeah.
These things happen when life happens. And you have to deal with life situations head up. You can't run from it. You can't tuck the tail from it. Come on. You have to, you got to, what we're saying, put your big girl drawers on, put up your drawers. Come on. I'm talking tough right now. And handle the situation. Say, hey, Lord, I need deliverance.
Yeah.
I need deliverance. Yep. I need deliverance. You need to go to your pastor, go to your leader, say, I'm struggling in these areas of my life, and I need you to help me. I need deliverance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need deliverance.
Yeah. So, man of God, let us pray. Let us pray for you. And once we pray, I want you to tell the people how to get in contact with you. And then we're going to close out with the invitation to Christ. We're going to close out with the invitation of Christ. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the weapon of warfare that you have set among us on today, God. We thank you for him being open, Lord God, to let the people know that there is a place that you can be, but you can be delivered from. God, we thank you, oh God, for his candor. God, to open up to let the people know that, watch this here, that every situation and circumstances in your life and on your life, that is not a part of your life. You can be helped. You can be pulled in. You can be delivered. You can be set free. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for the great place of deliverance, God, the deliverance ministry that's in this great man of God. God, we thank you for word, God, that went forth today, that not only shifted their thinking, but it shifted their position, shifted how they handle when they see things, oh God. God, we glorify you and magnify you, oh God. We pray, God, that you have poured out of the great man of God, God, that you pour back into him, that you strengthen him, oh God, God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his very feet, to let him know that, God, even in this, God, that you are able to do what you said you're going to do. God, we pray for his helpmeet, the woman that you have set by his side. God, we pray for the woman of God. We lift her up to you, God. God, more strength every day. God, more power every day. God, let the anointing that's on her life, God, transcend, God, her condition. God, and that she'll be able to stand, God, in the glory of victory, God, on today. God, we know that you are a God that healeth thee. God, you are the one that will come in, and you will be the balm in Gilead, and you will soothe, God, help us. God, you will soothe our soul. So, God, we thank you for coming in, God, and moving by your power and your strength for the woman of God. God, from the crown of her head to the soul of her very feet. God, I thank you for giving her the strength to stand and to withstand in the midst of the storm. And we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think in the glory and the majesty of who you are. In Jesus' mighty name do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, man of God, please go ahead. And release how they can get in contact with you,
and
go get on and just and all that good stuff, man. If you got businesses or anything like that, you can share that as well.
Yes, sir. I could be contacted at I could be contacted at church number is 936-249-7117. You can be reached by that number, amen. Or you go to our social media page on Facebook or Instagram, Anthony Simmons. That's my name on Facebook, Anthony. Anthony Dwayne Simmons. You can find me on Facebook. Amen. And if you want to also just go and drop a note, you can go to my fellowship email. You could be reached at www.kingdomapostolic.com. Amen. You could go there. You could drop a note, drop an email, give us your contact information, and we'll reach back out to you. Once again, it's www.kingdomapostolicfellowship.com. You could be reached there. Amen. God bless you. We thank you for this opportunity. Once again, Apostle Douglas, thank you, man of God, for this great opportunity just to be a blessing to minister to God's people on today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, go ahead on and do the invitation of Christ. We call it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we call it the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer Prayer. Romans 10 and 9 says this. It says that if we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, we will be saved. We will be saved. There is a saving grace that's attached to your life. There is a saving grace that's attached to your life. And those of you all who do not know Christ and the pardon of your sin, you've heard us today. And you're saying to yourself, you're saying that I need to find this Christ that can forgive me in the place of my sin. We laid it out on the table, brothers and sisters. We laid it out on the table. We all battle with something. We all have battled with something. We all still have some issues with some certain things. But watch this, Jim. God is a forgiver. God is a lover. Yes. Of them that diligently seek him. He's not come here, let me help you real quick. He's not intimidated by where you are. Okay, I felt you, Holy Ghost. I felt you when I said that. He is not intimidated by where you are. He's not even intimidated by what you got going on. He could care less about where you are. He could care less about what is going on. But what he does care about, he cares about your soul. He cares about your soul. He cares about you. He cares about you being delivered and set free. That's what he cares about. He cares about you being called his son. The Bible says we are heirs and joint heirs to the throne. He cares about your heirship. He cares about your relationship with him. He cares about you enough to send 3 men of God that are willing to set their life out before you and be transparent and not afraid to tell you.
My God.
We dealt with it, but we delivered.
Yeah, glory.
Does it still come up? Yes. Does it still show his ugly head? Yes.
Does it still
hurt? Yes. But you can be delivered. Watch this here. You can be so delivered that when it comes, come on, let me bless you to your blessed face, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. The man of God is going to pray for y'all. You're going to experience it, but it's not going to be a part of your life. Will we stumble sometimes? Yes, you're human. That's the reason why he said we have to be repent and do your first work over. Will things come in your life that you're not prepared for? Yes. They take you by surprise, but not God. But he is able. He is a lover of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him today. Diligently seek him today. So right now, I'm going to relinquish my stand. I want you to lend your hearts as the man of God prays. Give him your undivided attention as he prays for you. And those of you all who want Christ, those of you all that want Christ, receive this prayer that the man of God is going to pray. Walk into this new place that God has prepared for you, because it's your time. It's your time of deliverance. It's just your time of reckoning with God. It's just your time. It's just your time. Man of God.
Father, your word declares, Romans 9:22, that it seems impossible with men, but with God all things are possible to him that believes. It seems impossible, God, that I can walk in freedom. It seemed impossible that I can walk in deliverance. Father, I thank you for your word that came forward today. And God, I even pray now that the Spirit, the power of God, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, will go just invade the people of God, invade their life this morning. I pray, God, that you will overshadow them with your love, because your word declares, God, with love and kindness have I drawn you, God. I pray even now that the love of God begin to prick their hearts, God, by making a decision to choose Christ. I pray, God, they would turn. Repentance means to turn from. They would turn to go the other way. They would make a decision, God, to choose Christ as their personal Savior. And God, I even thank you for the word, God, that those that have already been saved, God, they recommit their lives back to you, God. They'll make a new commitment, God, to stand on your word, to stand, to love you even more, to draw near to you. Your word declares, God, that your word declares, God, in James 4:7, that I shall resist the devil and he shall flee. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to me. Father, I thank you now that you're drawing nigh to your people. I thank you now, God, that your saving grace is touching now. I thank you now your delivering power is breaking yokes now, is lifting burdens now, is breaking chains now, God, because of your word. Your word declares in the book of Isaiah that you watch over your word to perform. God, we give you something to watch over. We speak your word. Your word declares, Psalm 107, that you are the God. Psalm 107, that you sent your word. You heal them and deliver them from their destruction. I pray, God, now you will deliver now. I pray, God, now you will save now. I pray, God, now you will lift burdens now, God. Your word declares, God, in Matthew 28, that you are, you take up my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I pray, God, burdens are being lifted now because of your anointing, not because of me, not because I pray. Your word declares, two of my touches and agree, and they shall be established, God. We pray this morning a prayer of agreement that you'll be a God in the midst. I thank you for my brother. Thank you for my sister that's overseas, God. I pray, God, that you will send the peace of God in that situation, God. Let the peace of God find them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for the one, God, that had listened, God. It's going to take the word that we have ministered to them. They're going to respond. They're going to respond to the word. And they're going to activate on that word by bringing change to their life. In Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, God, that your saving grace is saving now, is delivering now, is setting free now. That someone choose you today to be their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Now, we're going to give you three real brief keys. One, get yourself a really good Bible. You need the word as you travel in this world, because you're going to need something that's going to be your roadmap. We used to say it back in the day. We used to call it the basic instructions before leaving Earth. So it's basically that's what you need, the basic instructions before you leave Earth. You need to get you one of them real good ones. One of the real good ones that got the red writing in that. They let you know Jesus was talking. So get you a really good Bible. Number two, make sure you get under a teaching. You may not have understood that it's time for us to go back into the house. So come on back into the house. Come on back into the fold. Get in line and get back on into the house. We go everywhere except for the house of God. We can show up at every movie. We can show up every baby shower, gender reveal party, as they call it now. We can show up to every restaurant. We can show up to every movie. We show up every movie release, but the house of God, we still can. Just for some odd reason, we think COVID lived there. So listen, get yourself to the house of God. Now listen, you got three preachers that's on the line right now. Two of them pastors. The man of God has his church. We have ours. We invite you to come to church.
We're inviting you to come to church. You can catch Apostle at various churches that he goes to, that he where he preach at, and you can come on over to the Abba House. Our motto is there is room at the house, so you can come on by the Abba House. You come on by the Abba House where everything going down, including the word. The devil's going down. Poverty's going down. The enemy is going down. But watch this here. You are going to stand after the dust is clear, because you're going to have victory over all of that, because the devil has no control and no power over your life. So we invite you to come and join us over at the Abba House International. You can get that information by going to our social media page. And listen to what I said. This is the third thing. This is most important. Make sure that that man or woman of God that you are connected to, watch this here, has a real relationship with God. You could tell the difference. You could tell the difference. Because what you see on the pulpit, you need to see in the pews. You need to see when he stepped from down off the platform, if his life is lined up with everything else. You can tell the difference. You can look and tell who got God and who don't. I'm just going to be honest with you. For so long we thought that we were hiding. For so long they thought that they could just be undercover. But there are some things, there are some traits. Come here and let me help you. There are some traits that they carry, and you'll know the difference between the two. You got a real good eye. They call it biblically the word in the word in God in the kingdom of God. We call it the spirit of discernment. You know what it looks like. If it still look like you, my grandmother said, if it walk like a duck, if it quack like a duck, got a dog on it, it's a duck. So listen, you know what it looked like. So that is our prayer. So find you a good church home, get you a good Bible, and make sure that the man or woman of God has that power, has that relationship that they need to have when it comes to living and walking in the word of God. God bless you guys so much. We thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much. But listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to go into a quick commercial break. But listen, continue to listen in. Continue to listen in. Now, those of you all who would like to sow this morning, you could do so. Let me show you how you could do so. You could do so by going to your Cash App or your Zelle or your PayPal. And when you go to your Cash App, your Zelle, or your PayPal, go to, $WGC2020. That's WGC2020. Or you could go to your PayPal. Your PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's WGC. I'm sorry, paypal.me, worldwide GC. And then the Zelle is 832-816-7997. Again, that number is 832-816-7997. You could go to your Cash App and you could send your love gift to us through that. This is ministry. And ministry, it takes finances to carry ministry. And so please govern yourself accordingly. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart to share, we will be grateful. And we will make sure that we bless your seed. We don't take a seed without blessing the seed. So now watch this here. When you sow into good ground, know this and know your reaping and sowing scripture that says this. It says that when you shall receive a harvest when you plant into another man's field. This is how you get seed time and harvest running together when you sow in the good ground. Because when you sow in the good ground, what happens is that man of God or that woman of God take that seed and they sow that seed in another man's field. And then that man take that seed and sow that man take that seed and sow it into another man's field. And so when that man get a harvest, you get a harvest because you sowed in the right place at the right time. So now where you thought that you did not have, God will provide and make a way for you out of nowhere. And see, watch this. Don't get it twisted. Sometimes it's not even about a financial seed. Sometimes it's
it's just about you doing what you need to do by showing up and praying, or you just doing what you need to do by being a part of what God called you to be a part of. Amen. I can't get nobody. But sometimes it's just you showing up doing what you need to do. It ain't always about money, see, because sometimes we turn people off because we make them think that it's always about money. It's not always about money. Sometimes it's just about your presence. We just need you in the service to add to the service and to add to the glory falling. We need you, come here. We need you on your face praying and talking and calling on the name of the Lord. But watch this here. But if you want a seed to speak, if you need a seed to sow, that's where it starts at. It starts with you being in the right place and doing what you need to do, and God will open up a door. And when that door opens, you'll have the ability to sow the seed. And watch this. Now that you done sowed your time, your abilities, you done sold your gift. Now watch this. God will increase your time and your gift.
My God. Talk, sir. My God.
I was listening to a preacher, and the preacher said, he said, you give a tenth. The Bible talks about giving a tenth of all you have.
Mm-hmm.
He said, technically, you're supposed to give 10% of everything you have. He said, do you not understand that your time is something that you need to give a tenth of? He said, so that means you have to give God 2 hours and 40 minutes of your time, because it's 24 hours in a day. Let that sit on your mind for a minute. How many of y'all take out 2 hours and 40 minutes a day?
Okay, that's awesome, sir.
He messed me up with
that's
that one,
good.
Doc. He messed me up with that one. So your seed time and harvest is not just about finances. It's about everything that belongs to you. And I promise you, if you start giving time to God, God will start giving time to you. And he'll start teaching you, start giving you some things that you can use. He'll start putting some stuff in your life. You'll start showing up in some things that you need him to show up in. He'll start blessing you in the places where you need to be blessed. And I promise you, babies, listen to me real good. I promise you, he will not miss. He's just that good. He will not miss. He will not miss. I promise you. He will not miss. So God bless you. We thank you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to learn how to trust him beyond what we see. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Apostle.
Yes, sir. We're going to go on the screen room. Hang tight for me.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Powerful down. Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say,
so much for joining us and being a part of today's broadcast. We look forward to you guys joining us on the next week as we go into on this Thursday as we go into our Women's Day Thursday with our pastor, our co-pilot in this worldwide gospel connection journey that we're on, none other than Pastor Kashima Douglas. She will be sharing with you guys on Thursday. Please make sure that you guys tune in and partner up with her. Make sure that you share the broadcast, share her broadcast that she's